33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. You know, it's not hard to find almost any historical detail about the Wichita Falls Sputters Baseball Club. Just try Googling them. You'll confirm all manner of trivia. For instance, that the Sputters won the Texas League in 1927. That in 1949, Sputters outfielder Frank Saucier led all of baseball with a .446 batting average. And that the team still plays in the Pecos League, an independent minor league. Such details about the Wichita Falls Black Sputters, however, are quite scarce indeed. They were a baseball team too, but they played in the Texas Negro League, formed 100 years ago when baseball was still segregated. Information or stories about that club are quite hard to find, but that hasn't stopped people from looking. In fact, the search is part of a new exhibit at the Museum of North Texas History in Wichita Falls. Here to tell us more is Margie Reese. She is the executive director of the Wichita Falls Alliance for Arts and Culture. Margie, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. Good morning.
So let's start with what we do know about the Black Sputters. Tell us a little bit about them.
So the Black Sputters of Wichita Falls played here, you know, in the 20s, mm-hmm. and they were just like every other team that was organized informally or formally by African-American players around that time. But they were organized to play in a league mostly around the state of Texas.
We should probably point out to people who don't know the term sputters. I certainly didn't until now. Apparently, a sputter is not a potato farmer, but actually it comes from the oil field. Someone who sets up and operates a well drilling machine. So that's where you get the sputters and the black sputters from. So as you did a little bit of drilling down yourself, did you find anyone with information on the black sputters? I mean, are there photos out there? Are there people with relatives still around willing to talk? Or what did you discover?
Right. So just learning about the Sputters team, the baseball team that you talked about, the white team, I also learned that there was a black team. And this preceded something called the Negro Leagues, right? Because these were Texas teams that were being organized, self-organized. So the Black Sputters then became part of the Texas League, as I said, and that's where my curiosity started. I couldn't control myself. So the search for the Sputters led me to talk to a few gentlemen who still live in Wichita Falls, who could tell me about their memory and understanding about the original team. Mm-hmm. And then the second wave of Sputters that came about later, I have been fortunate to interview a couple of gentlemen who actually played during that time. And their stories are just as provocative and compelling as you imagine.
Could you share maybe a bit of a story with us so we get a sense of, I mean, something that was particularly memorable?
Yeah, this one kind of struck at the core of it all. You know, part of what this baseball phenomenon across the country was also about America's favorite pastime and about enjoying the game and having fun. And this group of guys from this part of Texas, the gentleman was telling me as they boarded a bus and had to drive from Wichita Falls area to the Dallas-Fort Worth area through some of the small towns, that they would see black men hanging from trees on their way to play a game and to be as lighthearted as they could be by the time they got to their destination was difficult. They feared for their lives. They couldn't stop at restaurants. They couldn't stop for gas. Their cars couldn't break down. It's kind of like the yin and yang part of the story. The great joy that the sport brought to them as players. Mm-hmm. And then the fear and agony that they had to go through to share that. So I think for me, I'm not looking for the story of the agony, because we can read that in our history books. I'm looking for the stories about perseverance and staying focused. You can imagine those gentlemen that were being cheered by, you know, hundreds of black people across the state of Texas and across the country. And at the same time, they were despised by their white counterparts. So I think this is my personal commitment to this. My dad played baseball. I just think for me, it is this sort of quest about how do we stay focused as Americans? How do we look at the black and whiteness of who we are and still manage to come together and celebrate the things that are important to us, you know, as a democratic society. I mean, that's kind of, sounds kind of heavy, but that one story really, really stuck with me about, you know, you're riding along in the evening and you look out and you see what could be your brother. And you're on your way to participate in a celebratory, you know, sporting event.
Margie Reese is the executive director of the Wichita Falls Alliance for Arts and Culture, where at the Museum of North Texas History in Wichita Falls, there's a new exploration trying to reclaim the story of the Wichita Falls Black Sputters. Margie, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to share that with us. We certainly do appreciate it.
Thank you for asking.